Hello, and welcome back to the Search Engine Optimization Tips and Tricks Podcast with Tim Jennings. I'm so excited that you're here. I'm your host, Tim, and I've been leading the efforts in SEO at Soulheart for almost 10 years now. My goal is to explain different aspects of SEO in a way that any marketing manager or small business owner can understand and easily implement. Today, I want to talk to you about a crazy hot topic in the SEO community that all businesses and nonprofits need to understand. Google's algorithm is currently in the middle of another major core update. And this is a big one too. According to Google, it will take 3 to 4 weeks to finish rolling out, affecting 40% of their search engine result pages, otherwise known as the SERPs. So this is clearly a topic of major importance. However, this episode isn't about the update itself, although we will touch on it. Instead, this episode will point out the two biggest myths that I'm seeing about this algorithm update. And what is mind-blowing to me is that I'm hearing these myths from other SEO professionals in the industry. We honestly don't know much about this algorithm update yet. Until it's finished rolling out, all we can do is read the documentation that Google puts out about the update and try to decipher what it means. Unfortunately, though, too often, people tend to overreact when it comes to these announcements and make bold claims that cannot be backed up with data. Google said that in their announcement about this March 2024 algorithm update, that the two things that they are targeting are websites that use spam tactics to trick the algorithm into showing their content, even if it isn't high quality and helpful content for the user that is searching. They admitted that they are targeting sites that mass produce AI content and websites that buy expired domains and forward them to their website. With the invention and accessibility of AI, anyone can easily and quickly mass produce content on their website. Many website owners were using ChatGPT and other AI platforms to mass produce low-quality content and publish it on their websites. When I say mass produce, I'm talking about hundreds of new articles a day, with extreme cases producing thousands of articles. What they found was it was a quick and easy way to game the system and skyrocket their website to the top of the SERPs. It was a quick and easy way to cover every aspect of a topic in a very efficient time. However, these articles were poor in quality, regurgitating the same widely known content, and even contained false information. When content is mass-produced, it is impossible to edit and ensure the validity of the information presented. Google stated they target these sites because they are considered spam and wash down the search engine result pages. The other tactic that Google is targeting with this spam update is the redirecting expired domain tactic. Many SEO professionals know that links are arguably the most important factor that proves authority. If other websites are pointing to a single site, then that website is clearly an authority on the topic. Well, at least in the eyes of the algorithm. These SEO professionals and website owners would look for domains that have expired and have a lot of backlinks, purchase those domains, and then redirect them to their site. It was a quick way to build the authority of a website. Many of these people did not care if the expired domain was even remotely associated with the niche of the website. This led to users expecting to go to a website about a specific topic only to be rerouted to a website in a completely different niche. That is very frustrating for the user, and if it happens enough, they are likely to leave the search engine altogether, which leads to fewer users and thus less advertising dollars. Now let's talk about the top two myths circulating about this algorithm update. Myth number one, Google is targeting websites that use AI. Nowhere, and I mean nowhere, does this spam algorithm update say that they are targeting websites that use AI to create content. If you have heard someone tell you that Google is targeting sites that use AI to produce content, then that is a good clue to find a new SEO resource. That is not at all what Google was saying when they mentioned their spam update. Take a second to step back and think about this logically. AI is here, and it isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Not only that, but Google even recently updated their own documentation. Until September 2023, their documentation stated, Google's helpful content system generates a signal by our automated ranking system to better ensure people see original helpful content written by people for people in search results. Ever since September 2023, though, their documentation now states, Google's helpful content system generates a signal by our automatic ranking systems to better ensure people see original helpful content created for people in search results. Why would they go through the trouble of updating their own documentation to remove the portion that says you shouldn't use AI if they're not okay with AI content being created? Myth number two, people who purchase expired domains are receiving a manual penalty. Once again, this is an overreaction to the Google announcement. Google is not saying that you cannot purchase expired domains and redirect them to your site. Google is saying that if you're going to redirect an expired domain that you have purchased, then it needs to be in that same niche. Do not purchase expired domains from different niches and redirect them to your website. If it is not in the same niche, don't do it. If it is in the same niche, then you're totally fine with your strategy. Navigating the sea of SEO information can be daunting. Avoid falling for sensationalized claims or clickbait. For reliable and up-to-date SEO insights, turn to Soulheart Circle, our digital marketing platform offering weekly tips, courses, live Q&A webinars, and more to help you effectively market your product or service online. Until next time, make sure you're following the correct people when they're talking about these algorithm updates, and make sure that you're staying above board so that way you can continue to climb in the search results instead of faltering like some of your competition will.